From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. Miami-Dade County's Honduran population has grown more than 100% in the past decade. The main reason? Honduras today is the most violent place on earth. It doesn't get the international attention that Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan does, but people like Daisy, a 23-year-old Honduran woman, are no less terrified.
Se miraba asesinatos y todo ahí.
We saw murders on our street on a regular basis. You couldn't even feel safe in your own home. The gangsters finally attacked our house and left us with nothing. I was too afraid of being killed to stay anymore.
Too afraid with good reason. Honduras today has the highest homicide rate of any country in the world. Daisy's hometown lies not far from San Pedro Sula, which has the worst murder rate of any city in the world. To escape the maras, the drug and extortion gangs that now rule large territories of Honduras, she abandoned her college studies and made the perilous trek through Central America and Mexico to join relatives in South Florida. They found a sheltering community here at Amor Viviente, a storefront evangelical church in North Lauderdale. The mostly Honduran congregation has grown from fewer than 100 a few years ago to almost 400 today. And its Honduran-born pastor, Gabriel Callejas, says violence back in Honduras is driving that increase more than poverty.
It's like a war on the streets, at the place that my mother-in-law live. The gang's member put curfews for the people. They say if you leave after A, you're going to have trouble with the gang members, and we can kill you or we can do something bad for you.
Hondurans hope something good will come of this Sunday's presidential election. It's the first since 2009, when a coup ousted Liberal President Manuel Zelaya. A conservative government was elected a few months later that year, but the country's security nightmare has only spiraled downward. A big part of the reason are the Honduran police. They're often accused of being just as criminally violent as the mafias they're supposed to confront. The government has taken some reform measures, but the U.S. is withholding millions in aid to Honduras because of gross human rights violations. One of Sunday's leading candidates is Zelaya's wife, Xiomara Castro. Still, few expect her or anyone else to tackle the crisis. Andrew Bowden is a Honduras native and a coordinator at the Mennonite Central Committee in Miami Gardens, which helps Honduran immigrants.
The hope is very little because the candidates, they're already part of the system and they will reproduce the system and not change it.
So expect South Florida's Honduran community to keep expanding. At least 8 Honduran restaurants have sprouted up near Fort Lauderdale alone in recent years, serving favorites like baleada tortillas. Last Saturday, Honduran flags filled Sun Life Stadium when the national team played Brazil. But the most troubling thing about this growth is the number of kids fleeing here alone. Immigration advocates say that among undocumented youths in detention in South Florida, a full third are Honduran, and most were traumatized by gang savagery back home.
They've witnessed so much violence, murders, rapes. They've been victims themselves.
That's Michelle Abarca, a supervising attorney at Americans for Immigrant Justice in Miami.
They say, you know, I don't go to school because it is dangerous to leave your house to go to school. You have a whole generation being deprived of basic things like an education.
Lawyers like Abarca have begun winning asylum cases for Honduran minors, but they can't convince judges that every Honduran child is a war refugee. That means the U.S., whose rampant drug consumption helps Central American gangs thrive, has to help Honduras change. But not even men of faith like Pastor Callejas are holding their breath.
We need a miracle in Honduras.
That's what Daisy and everyone else at the Amor Viviente Church will be praying for come Sunday. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.